gentlemen, this is the War Room, Infowars.com, band.video. Please do share the links. Support us however you can with your word of mouth, telling people about what's going on. People got to know, man. People have to be informed, and they don't know what the hell's going on half the time. That's something that, is a topic of conversation on X quite a bit when one guy went viral basically saying, I've spent 2 weeks with the normies, and I regret to inform you, there's no thinking going on. There's no thought. They simply listen and believe, and they're happy to listen and believe. And of course, this is the phenomenon we've been battling forever here at InfoWars. How do you wake people up who are happy to be asleep? How do you get people to care about something beyond just knowing about it? I can inform you about all of the evil going on, but can I make you care? Not easily. Not easily at all. The bad news is we're surrounded by sheep. The good news is they follow the leader. And if we can take control of the systems of information, of the levers of power in this country in a real way, not in a, frankly, up to this point, fabricated way, like technically the Republicans are in power, but doesn't feel like that, does it? But if we actually did take the levers of power, if we actually could seize the means of communication, then it would be our beliefs that everybody would conform to. So it's sort of a double-edged sword here. It sucks right now because all of the people who are in control of our information flows are all evil scumbags who use their power over the minds of the American people to enslave, distract, depress, or infuriate them. If it was instead used to inform and, you know, teach and empower people, then we'd be in a whole other situation. So our goal now, I think, is to not only help to encourage and accelerate the awakening that we've been witnessing and experiencing and on the forefront of, but make sure it goes in the correct direction. Because right now there are a lot of powerful forces doing everything they can to try to derail the awakening by taking it down a dark path of division and hatred and purity tests and spiraling. And so we'll talk about how we can do some of that. We'll also show you some videos from today. J.D. Vance making some very powerful statements. Kristi Noem also going through just some of the relentless attacks that ICE and other federal agents have been under since the second Trump inauguration, which, again, I think does need to be another focus of concern. Because, as we've explained a million times, people in 2020 were convinced that black people were being hunted by the police, that even if they weren't killed by the police, they were constantly being harassed and abused in some way, that we don't even know how many black people have died at the hands of police because they lie about it anyway. I mean, they were in a delusional state, basically of imposed hallucination, where they were convinced that they were fighting an evil that literally did not exist. But that's the power of the narrative. That's the power of extrapolating a single story to make it seem like it is representative of a wider trend, like they did with George Floyd. George Floyd was it wasn't like a common event that just happened to be captured on video this time. It's like a totally unique event, and it was the only time it happened, and it really didn't even happen like the way it looked like it did. But it was weaponized, and it was extrapolated, and it became a trend that people thought they were fighting. They have no idea what's really going on. If we could have people actually making, you know, mainstream media content that explained what it was like to lose your kid to an illegal alien drunk driving, or trying to raise a kid on, you know, welfare while the Somali down the street gets $100,000. No one's telling these stories. No one cares about this stuff. The American people still, to a large degree, have to be force-fed information. Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. We've got some breaking news here. Governor Waltz authorizes Minnesota National Guard to be staged and ready. So this is an update to the order yesterday, the warning order he issued yesterday. We have an update to it. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announced Thursday that the Minnesota National Guard has been authorized to be staged and ready in support of law enforcement if the need arises. The announcement comes out of an abundance of caution, according to the statement released by the Office of Governor Tim Walz. The National Guard remains ready, if needed, to help keep the peace, ensure public safety, and allow peaceful demonstrations, said the statement. Oh, not to keep out the federal agents? Sorry, I thought you were going to invoke the National Guard to fight the federal agents, Walz. Sort of backed off from that statement, huh? Minnesotans have met this moment. Thousands of people have peacefully made their voices heard. In Minnesota, thank you. We saw powerful peace, said Governor Walz. We have every reason to believe the peace will hold. Yesterday, I directed the National Guard to be ready should they be needed. They remain ready in the event that they are needed to help keep the peace, ensure public safety, and allow for peaceful demonstrations. Okay. Will they get in the way if Trump sends troops of his own, or will they prevent ICE from carrying out their operations? I guess we'll see. I have to be honest, I'm having like legitimate flashbacks to 2020 and how all of this got started and how all of it started to grow. And it really does feel like an Ahmaud Arbery moment right here, where it's not the spark that sets off the conflagration, but sort of a flare up. It's just a little flare up, letting you know that there's kindling here ready to go up. And so same with Ahmaud Arbery. You know, for a couple years, you don't have the Black Lives Matter very active. You don't have the networks out, you know, marching and giving orders. And so you have the Ahmaud Arbery situation, and you have a moment, you have a chance for those networks to kind of reconfigure themselves, get back in contact with their old, you know, activists, and start determining, okay, how many people do we have here? How many people do we have here? Where can we move resources from here to there? And you start to sort of reconfigure these networks, reestablish these networks to where then the next big thing that happens, that's when you really hit the ground running. That's how it feels to me right now. We saw some protests in Seattle. There are some protests in Portland, in New York, you know, the big liberal hotspots had their easily predictable, you know, uprisings last night. But it doesn't seem to have been sustained into today to any large degree. It doesn't seem like it has that snowball rolling down the hill effect that we saw after George Floyd. Or George Floyd also had the fact that people were locked in their homes because of COVID for several months, you know, prior to this. So people were going out to protest just because it was an excuse. They had permission to go outside finally. So, you know, all of the slaves finally got permission to go outside of their own homes and took that opportunity. Guess nobody told them that, yes, you could always go outside your home. There was no enforcement mechanism for any of that. Meanwhile, what's going to be the next? What's going to be the next big thing? And if it doesn't arise naturally, will it be false flagged into existence? I'm not sure, but I really I'm feeling like we're back in those days. And that was a very interesting time for me personally. I started doing American Journal in 2021. So throughout all of 2020, it feels like every single night I'd be up till like 4 a.m. just trying to capture all of the videos that were coming out on a nightly basis. I don't know if you guys remember this. I don't know if you guys were as in the mix back then. But I mean, every single night I would have 10 different live streams open at once in 10 different cities, 10 different videos of mobs roving through downtowns, lighting things on fire. And unless you were doing that, like what I just described, unless you were actually actively, manically trying to like capture everything that was happening at once, you probably have no idea how crazy it was. Because, every night there would be probably whatever, like 10 to 12 videos that would go viral, that would be really, intense things, buildings burning or people being assaulted or, right. To me, one of the most sickening images was when some guy had stolen a horse and was like riding a horse down the highway, and the horse was like running and ended up like dying basically because they ran it until it died. I mean, it was just it was insane. Every night there were like horses on the freeway and police kneeling while their precincts were burning. I mean, it was insane. But then you would think that you're getting a good, cross section of everything going on because you're seeing all these videos every single night. But then I would like open up a live stream of some random, little YouTuber in San Antonio, and you tune in and it's this group of people just going around breaking windows in a hotel. And it's like, if I didn't tune into that particular live stream at that particular time, I would have never seen it, would have never captured it. So despite the overwhelming amount of footage and video and images that you did see, it was probably 1/100th of what was actually going on, 1/1000th of the damage that was actually being done that went totally uncaptured, totally unreported on. And I just hope that we don't have some sort of, normalcy bias reversion to the mean thing where we forget what 2020 was like. I mean, obviously for the left and the liberals, they have a reason, an ulterior motive to pretending like they don't remember. You see it all the time, lefties online saying things like, so a couple flags got burned in 2020. It wasn't that big of a deal. 2020 wasn't that crazy. So a couple of protests broke out in a couple of cities. Yeah, that was no big deal. I mean, they're very actively trying to gaslight you right now, right? Nobody was ever locked down. Nobody was ever kept in their home. Nobody ever lost their job because of COVID. There was no damage done because of Black Lives Matter. You had a couple, flare-ups here or there. But overall, it was a peaceful movement, fiery but peaceful. And it was good and wonderful and loving. Don't let them bury 2020. Don't let them gaslight you into forgetting the insurrection, the chaos, the rebellion, the reign of terror that we lived through in 2020. Don't let them gaslight you, folks. Trump also has put this out from Truth Social. Biden ignored the housing market and instead was immersed with high crime, open border, runaway inflation, the Afghanistan disaster, and a military that he left in chaos and confusion. Everything was broken, but I, as president of the United States, have already fixed it. Now, I'm sorry, but I love him. As much crap as we talk about Trump, he issues proclamations like a Roman emperor, and I love it. How can you not love it? Why is he the only one that talks like this? Why are all of our politicians not issuing proclamations like this? I love it. Everything was broken, but I, as president of the United States, have already fixed it. Now I am giving special attention to the housing market because I choose not to sell Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in my first term. Because I chose not to sell Fannie Mac and Freddie whatever in the first term, a truly great decision, and against the advice of the experts, it is now worth many times that amount, an absolute fortune, and has $200 billion in cash, well, send it to Ukraine immediately. $200 billion? I mean, that could fund a Somali daycare for a week and a half. Don't you love when you get these big windfalls that could make up a quarter of the fraud from one community in one city? Sorry, what are we saying? $20 billion in mortgage bonds. This will drive mortgage rates down, monthly payments down, and make the cost of owning a home more affordable. It is one of my many steps in restoring affordability, something that the Biden administration absolutely destroyed. We are bringing back the American dream that was destroyed by the last administration. Make America great again. I get that Trump is, I get that Trump loves talking crap about Biden, and I don't blame him for that. But there's part of it is like, okay, yeah, Biden didn't help. Like, the problems that we want you to solve are systemic issues that have been around for decades. And I feel like Trump is hyper-focused on blaming Biden for everything. It's like, dude, the housing market has been systematically degraded for decades. Anyway, I love, you know, I actually like that. He is doing a lot of great stuff to help make homes more affordable. He's putting forward legislation to stop BlackRock and Blackstone and private equity entities from buying up family homes. That is a huge thing he should be doing. I just think it's kind of funny that he blames everything on Biden. It's like, we get it, dude. Biden sucked. Trust us. We know Biden sucked. But these problems did exist for a long time previous to that. But that's okay. That's okay. We understand where he's coming from. I want to go to some videos here of some statements made by the Trump administration. J.D. Vance, once again, I can't help but love J.D. Vance. I can't help but feel like he is the real deal. And I know all of the reasons to doubt him. I know all of the background that one would care to know about Mr. J.D. Vance, but nobody else in the American political structure right now even comes within 1,000 feet of reaching J.D. Vance's political acumen at this moment. His ability to make the arguments that need to be made in a way that is compelling and convincing, that he seems to be a bulwark against some of the more extravagant warmongering excesses of Trump's desires. He doesn't want to start overseas wars. He doesn't want to see American power squandered. And he's often out here sort of going, look, guys, I know what you're saying, but like, I'm trying to keep things on the track. If he really is faking it, then he's the best actor the world has ever seen. And maybe that's the case. Maybe it is. Maybe it is, but in a world of Lindsey Grahams and hell, Marco Rubio's, I mean, I trust J.D. Vance more than Marco Rubio, for sure. And Marco Rubio's been saying a lot of the right stuff, but not even in a way as powerfully as J.D. Vance is. So anyway, all this is to say he's exactly right about what he says here. He is basically exactly right about everything he ever comes out in public saying, and he's going toe-to-toe with people on X, forcefully pushing back against the false narratives. And he really is unparalleled when it comes to arguing for our side in public from a huge stage. Remember when, like, 3 weeks ago, there was a big story about the young Republicans having a group chat that was kind of spicy, and everybody on the right, oh, we disavow Nazis. We can't have Nazis in our rank. And J.D. Vance was the only one going, guys, this is a hit job. Don't fall for it. Stop disavowing our young people, you idiots. Nobody else said that. Anywhere near J.D. Vance, no congressman said it. Nobody from the Trump administration said it. But J.D. Vance was out there forcefully making that argument. So that's what I think about J.D. Vance. And once again, he shows that he is the man for the moment. Let's go to... I have a lot of these. Let's go to clip 17 first. Let's go to clip 17 first. Here's J.D. Vance during a press conference where he very forcefully pushes back against the fake news narratives surrounding the shooting in Minneapolis yesterday. Let's watch.
People in this room have been lying about this attack. She was trying to ram this guy with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before, and everybody who's been repeating the lie that this is some innocent woman who was out for a drive in Minneapolis when a law enforcement officer shot at her, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of you. Questions?
Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. No waffling, no, you know, arguing on their ground. No, well, I understand this may be a sensitive time for people, right? I mean, that's what you'd get from any other. Just, well, we're looking into it, and the last thing we want is ICE hurting American citizens, and we'll do everything we can. We have instituted a review process. We have placed the shooter who murdered that woman under arrest for the time being. We'll get to the bottom of this, but we always support our ICE agent, right? This, like, waffly nonsense. No, J.D. Vance is showing you the way, Republicans. You go out, you say this woman tried to run an officer over. He shot back in self-defense. Anybody saying otherwise is lying to you, and that includes you and you and you, you scumbags. That's how this needs to be handled, because that's the truth. Let's go to another video from Vance, clip 15 here. Rather, let's go to 16. This is when J.D. Vance absolutely bodied his old rival for the vice presidency, Tim Walz. Let's watch.
I think we may be in that moment now. Can you comment on his rhetoric and Mayor Jacob Frey and whether they want to see unrest in Minneapolis?
Well, that's very tough rhetoric from a guy who just quit because his fraudulent activities have been uncovered. Look, Tim Walz is a joke. His entire administration has been a joke. The idea that he's some sort of freedom fighter, he's not. He's a guy who has enabled fraud and maybe, in fact, has participated in fraud. That's what this new assistant attorney general position is going to find out. I don't care what Tim Walz says. I care about getting to the bottom of this fraud for the American people, and I care about enforcing the nation's immigration laws. That's what we're going to stay focused on.
Do it, J.D. Vance. Do it. Call him a retard. Call Tim Walz a retard right now. I'm the little devil on J.D. Vance's shoulder. Call Tim Walz a retard into the microphone. J.D. Vance, do it. Break the mold. You can tell he wants to. You can tell he really wants to. And he's exactly right. Tim Walz is a joke. He's an absolute joke. I did hear something interesting. I wish I could remember who said this so I could give him credit. But it was Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley actually was doing an interview. And he had a great point. He said, why do you think Kamala Harris picked Tim Walz? Why do you think she picked this guy? Well, the moment he was picked, he raised $35 million for her campaign that day. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe picking Tim Walz gave you access to tens of millions of dollars of fraudulently obtained Somali daycare money that you could immediately inject into your campaign, since they didn't have any ideas or rhetoric or charismatic people running. All they had was paying people to vote for them, or to say they'd vote for them, paying celebrities to appear in their events. So they needed that money. That was the most important thing. And you also have to wonder if there wasn't some sort of Russiagate-style Clinton operation where they thought, all right, we'll pick Tim Walz. That way, when he's vice president, we can try to cover up all this fraud stuff. We need the guy who did the fraud in power so we can cover up the fraud. Kind of like they expected Hillary Clinton to win to cover up all the Russiagate stuff. That's why they were so open and blatant about it. But I think there's something to that. The fact that Tim Walz is such an incredible obtainer of money. He's so good at soliciting donations. Wonder why he's so good at that when he's so bad at everything else. Let's go to clip number 15 now. J.D. Vance announces that the Trump administration will be starting a new office to investigate fraud. Wonder if a certain show on InfoWars suggested they do exactly that 3 days ago. Let's watch clip 16.
If you're a young parent struggling to afford childcare in the United States of America, there are programs that we have to make it easier for your kids to get in daycare, for your kids to get in preschool. Those programs should go to American citizens, not be defrauded by Somali immigrants and others. Make it hard for you to get the access to the resources you need. But number two, making it easier for people who shouldn't even be in this country to fleece the United States and our taxpayers to begin with. We have actually activated a major interagency task force to make it possible to get to the heart of this fraud. We have Department of Agriculture resources that are focused on SNAP fraud so that people who need food benefits can get them, but illegal aliens and other fraudsters don't. We have over 1,500 subpoenas that the Department of Justice has issued to get to the heart of the fraud ring. We've done almost 100 indictments, mostly Somali immigrants, but also a few others. And of course, we're looking in with broad investigatory authority to a number of the instances of wrongdoing that we've seen in Minneapolis. But we also want to expand this. We know that the fraud isn't just happening in Minneapolis. It's also happening in states like Ohio. It's happening in states like California. And so what we're doing in order to help coordinate this remarkable interagency effort from the Trump administration, but also to make sure that we prosecute the bad guys and do it as swiftly and efficiently as possible, is we are creating a new assistant attorney general position who will have nationwide jurisdiction over the issue of fraud. Now, of course, that person's efforts will start and focus primarily in Minnesota, but it is going to be a nationwide effort because, unfortunately, the American people have been defrauded in a very nationwide way.
So it seems like, I mean, this is a good thing. This is a very good thing. It seems like sort of a rehash of what we went through with DOGE, only this time, hopefully, there will be a more law and order aspect to this. You know, DOGE was almost just like an internal audit of the government with the idea of, you know, cutting waste and cutting spending at the source. No, this needs to be treated like a law enforcement operation. Fraud is theft, not a mistake. It's not an accident. It's not just systems, you know, running without oversight. This is deliberate theft of taxpayer money. Now, our system is not really, exactly. The mask whispering to J.D. Vance, call him a retard. Do it. We're going to get more into this on the other side. We've got Kristi Noem, who makes very powerful statements. Again, I like seeing the way the Trump administration is responding to this. It does show a very different mindset than the Trump administration of the past. That is one thing that's very different about 2020. I mean, it's been one day since the shooting, and they are basically not giving an inch. They're like, no, we're not stopping the ICE operations going on in Minneapolis. We're not apologizing for this guy defending himself. We're not, doing anything that you want us to do. We're doubling down. We're in the right. We're the ones acting lawfully here, and any opposition to that can go eat dirt. I mean, that's the right response. Let's go even harder. Let's double down on this. Let's make these people pay. Not because we don't like them. Not because we want vengeance or have some, you know, desire just to see our enemies suffer. Because you have an obligation and a responsibility as the leaders of this country to maintain law and order. You have to do this. It's just a fact of reality. You have to go after these people. You have to teach them a lesson. You have to teach these, frankly, idiot middle-aged women that they are not immortal heroes in a Marvel movie. They're dysfunctional robots that need to be reprogrammed to go home. And stop trying to get in the way of military activity as law enforcement goes and tries to round up criminals. Don't try to drive your car into them, you absolute idiots. Like, they think they can get away with this because they keep getting away with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Folks, we're getting some up-to-the-minute updates as to what's going on in Minneapolis, as it looks like the conflict is popping off again. The latest is that Tim Walz has placed the National Guard on standby and at the ready to keep the peace, and it looks like some violence is breaking out. Some guards, some ICE agents, or DHS agents, I guess is what they are technically, had some stuff thrown at them, and they chase the guy down and arrest him. But it looks like the protests are starting to grow, and even this early on in the evening, it's already getting a little bit violent. The FBI, meanwhile, has taken over the Minneapolis ICE terror attack investigation after a liberal terrorist was shot. The Minneapolis investigators have withdrawn from the scene. They have no access to materials or the scene evidence. So Again, it does look like the federal agencies are stepping in and taking over control there, which is good to see. But just remember, there were already huge protests planned for this Saturday to protest against Trump's actions in Venezuela, DSA, Democratic Socialists of America, as well as the PSL, which I can never remember what it stands for, something about liberation. But two very large nationwide leftist groups were already planning big demonstrations this Saturday in major U.S. cities. So I guarantee you those demonstrations are now being folded into anti-ICE demonstrations, and we'll probably see the temperature simmer until this weekend when it will all boil over. Here you see the DHS agents run this guy down. There's the guy in the orange jacket that threw something. Little tip, if you're going to assault federal agents, it's best not to wear neon colors that are easily identifiable as a big fat man. Okay, a little pro tip for you there. You also might not want to get into a running contest with ICE agents. You know they've been waiting for this, right? You know you just gave them an excuse to go after you, like throwing steak to a dog. Like, that's exactly what they want, you absolute moron. So, again, it looks like people are paying the price for attacking ICE agents already as they gather in Minneapolis. So, expect things to continue to, get worse, essentially. I'm going to go to a few videos here. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. It's the only way that you support us and our mission to bring you the truth and to help to guide the awakening and the corresponding stupidity. I mean, it seems like the more people wake up, the more other people just delve even further into the pit of mind control. So if you're one of those people that has pulled yourself out of the darkness into the sunlight and want to see more people exposed to the truth of how our world works and who controls it and what their motivations are, then I hope that you can support us in spreading that message by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com is the only way that we get funding, period. That's it. Thealexjonesstore.com. If you go there, if you get a product, not only will it improve your own life, not only is it going to be an incredibly, impressive and top-selling product anyway, you're going to get it at a massive discount, and you're going to support us and keep us on the air. It's really a win-win-win-win-win situation, and these really are the best products on earth, and you hear our callers call in. We don't tell people to plug. We really don't, but these products are the type of thing that once you use them, you want to tell people about. If you start using our tallow, guess what you're going to be talking about with all your friends from now on? Guess what your friends are going to want to talk about? Oh man, this is so good. How did you make this? Well, let me tell you about beef tallow. Right? Oh, you're still cooking in seed oils? You haven't heard about tallow yet? Come on, man. This is the 21st century. We're not cooking with industrial runoff anymore. We're cooking with pure tallow. Where have you been? I'm just telling you, these products are incredible. So even if they weren't, I would encourage you to go buy them because we need your support and we don't just ask for your money. We actually give you an incredible product in return. But, I'd be asking you to go there even if we didn't exist, you still would want these products. Even if you don't like us, you still are going to like the products. So, they make good gifts for info warriors. You can also find gifts for non-info warriors. They don't have to know where you got it from. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, support us, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let him know who sent you. And now I want to go to a couple videos here. I think we'll start with clip 14. This woman is having a bit of a revelation, but I don't think she realizes it yet. She is resisting admirably, like really in a powerful way. She is resisting understanding reality, even when it is, slapping her in the face. And this is interesting to see. It's somebody whose fantastical world has just imploded upon itself, and she's trying to come to terms with that while still maintaining the illusion that has now been destroyed. It's fascinating stuff. So here's a woman who is completely lying about the situation yesterday, about the shooting yesterday. but also trying to justify the woman's actions because she is exactly the type of woman like the woman who died yesterday. This is a fascinating sort of anthropological observation we can make here with this woman. Let's watch this shark-eyed idiot try to come to terms with the fact that she's in the real world interrupting real dangerous situations. Let's watch.
All right, you guys, I just watched the video of the woman in Minneapolis. Don't go watch it, okay, if you don't think you can handle it. It is the most frightening thing I have seen in a long time. This woman was driving away in her car, and they put their weapon in there and hit her in the face multiple times. This is not right. This was not self-defense. This was an execution. I am shocked because only a few weeks ago, I was driving around this town that I live in Charlotte, doing very similar things, looking for ICE agents, trying to prevent them from kidnapping people off the street. And there was a lot of other people out there doing that on a daily basis, as is our right to drive around the streets of our city. It's frightening right now. Please be peaceful in your protests and don't give them any excuse because it doesn't look like they need any right now. I cannot believe that they just took this woman's life, a U.S. citizen, for no reason.
Yeah, she's lying. She's lying and she knows she's lying. It's kind of funny, actually, her to misrepresent what happened and then go, but don't go watch the video. It's too intense. You're not going to want to watch it. Let me describe it to you. The woman was driving away when the man just shot her in the face for no reason. Just an abject lie, just an obvious lie. But you do have to wonder, like, does she believe what she's saying? She might. These people, I think, might actually be genuinely delusional. I mean, what type of person goes driving around trying to intercede in ICE activity as a woman like this? She's like, I was terrified because I was doing the same thing. Okay, well, then you're also an idiot. You do not have a right to interfere with law enforcement activities. And anybody telling you that you do is lying to you and trying to get you killed or arrested. That's why she just straight up says you have a legal right to do this. No, you don't. There is a bright red line between protesting, speaking out, even standing by during a law enforcement activity, and then actively obstructing a law enforcement activity. You do not have a right to drive your car in front of a cop car to deliberately stop them from chasing a criminal. You do not have a right to stick your foot out and trip the cop while he's chasing a criminal down the street. You don't have a right to drive your car into an ICE operation and start causing trouble and then try to hit the guy with the car. What is wrong with you? And I ask that rhetorically because I know exactly what's wrong with him. I thought this was put very well by X user Ubzu, U-U-B-Z-U is the name. And they point out, fundamentally, the issue is that these people are not afraid of consequences for anything that they do. Their entire world model is built on fiction. They have been allowed to LARP as the Rebel Alliance for decades, and it has only gotten worse because the only cure for playing pretend is contact with reality. The administration must not back down. It must escalate. They will stop when they are afraid to interfere with law enforcement officers, not when they pretend to be afraid, as they already do and have done, when they're actually afraid. A vehicle is a deadly weapon. If you point it at an LEO and start driving, or even if you attempt to flee the scene inside your deadly weapon to use it, who knows how and who knows when on somebody else, then you should die. That is the correct and just outcome for the choice you made to disregard the law, to disregard the social order, to disregard physics, to discard reality. This should be repeated as many times as necessary until people stop doing it. And this is the thing. If these people want to play act like they're the French resistance standing up against the Nazis, they're only allowed to do that because we're so not Nazi-like. Because our system is so unbelievably patient and merciful with these people. Because it's built on the assumption that people doing this type of stuff are acting in good faith, which is not a correct assumption to make these days, right? Like, we have these systems that are built on the assumption with the, you know, internalized logic that people are generally good, that, you know, when people get caught, then the authorities are going to want to bring them to justice, that when people are victimized, that they will want the perpetrator to be brought to justice. Like, it, all of these assumptions, or that, you know, when a person commits a crime, that they're doing something that's abhorrent to the people around them, and that, you know, if their family knew what they were up to, they wouldn't go along with it or cover it up, but rather recognize they have a social obligation to, you know, turn them in. But that's not the world that we live in anymore, right? We have these systems set up. So, like, okay, somebody steals from a shop, then they get arrested, and then they get given a lawyer, because we know that, you know, people in power might want to abuse that power and arrest people unfairly. So we don't want them to let, you know, let that happen. So we have all these protections against, you know, abuse from the state to the against the people that haven't been declared guilty yet. But, like, that's not really the world that we live in anymore. Now we're in a world of Somali pirate gangs setting up shop and working with the Democrats in power to steal a bunch of money. And then when it's discovered, the people whose money has been stolen, the taxpayers who have been screwed over, have been trained to think that it's racist to oppose being robbed. And it's just, this whole system is just crumbling under the weight of the stupidity and immorality and, you know, collective animosity of all these various groups that shouldn't even be in our country in the first place. Yeah, this is a big problem. And so, because we have these protections that are meant to limit the activity of the government, which are good in a civilization of moral, upright, and intelligent people, it actually becomes a barrier to safety and a barrier to order and a barrier to getting rid of abuse in a society that is immoral and conniving and, you know, full of scam artists. And so the people, the left, uses the restrictions on the government that are there for good reason, but they abuse them. They take advantage of them. They, like, you know, take something that it's, you know, it's the same thing that we talk about forever, right? Oh, we have a loophole here where if you're disabled, we let you park close to the store and we reserve a spot for you and you alone. And half the people in our country now see that as, oh, if I can just get a wheelchair sticker, then I get to park there. And I'm the smart one, and you're all idiots for not figuring this out. And it's like, well, now our system can't operate anymore. It's just that mindset, but applied to, like, law and order on a massive scale. And so you've got cops that are treating people in this hands-off way on the assumption that, well, these are American citizens that are protesting, and they have a right to do that, and we might disagree, but they, you know, have their viewpoint. It's not really the world that we live in. We have a bunch of psychopaths that have been indoctrinated into a insane worldview of mass formation psychosis, that they're all just rabid morons cannibalizing their own society and leaving us totally protectionless at the end of it. So it's almost like we're getting screwed over now by the limitations on police that are there for a good reason. So we're either going to lose the limitations on police because we actually want law and order, or the chaos is going to win and it's not going to matter anyway. So, you know, maybe now is the time to just stop taking these people at their word, stop pretending like they have valid concerns and are fellow Americans protesting legitimate grievances. They're foreign operatives waving foreign flags in our country. Why do we extend them any mercy, any benefit of the doubt? Why do we have any, you know, due process for any of these people? We're at war, and these are our enemy combatants. That's how we should be treating them. And yes, that includes American traitors, quislings, turncoats, who are with the foreigners, with the foreign elements, with the anarchists and agents of chaos. They are also our enemies. And they're not, you know, just well-intentioned, God-fearing Americans that we differ from. No, they're subversive elements that are destroying our country from the inside and do not deserve the protections that our Constitution extends to well-meaning, well-behaved, beneficent, and good people that our Constitution is meant to serve and protect and was written for. Anyway, that's my ramble about that. Let's go to clip number eight here, because we just heard the woman with the eyes of a shark completely lie about what happened, even though you can see the video for yourself, claiming that the woman was just trying to drive away when they shot her for no reason at all. Complete lie. Here's Kristi Noem explaining what actually happened in the lead up to the deadly shooting yesterday. Let's watch.
If you remember in that operation, what happened was our officers were out trying to get a car stuck out of the snow when they were surrounded and assaulted and blocked in by protesters that were inciting.
The officer was following his training.
He did follow his training because of an individual that was
point blank into a driver's window. Is that part of the training? Is that how is that self-defense?
This is an experienced officer who followed his training, and we will continue to let the investigation unfold into the individual and continue to follow the procedures and policies that happen in these use of force cases. But let's remember the events that surrounded what happened yesterday on that tragic situation was that these individuals had followed our officers all day, had harassed them, had blocked them in. They were impeding our law enforcement operations, which is against the law. And when they demanded and commanded her to get out of her vehicle several times, she did not. So we'll continue to allow this process to unfold and recognize that these law enforcement officers every single day put their lives on the line. They go out and do their jobs. They go out and
domestic terrorist, though, without an
this was an act of domestic terrorism, which is perpetuating
no into who she was or what she was about. And yet now you're saying
these policies and procedures that follow a use of force situation like this are continuing to be put in place. So this is standard operating procedure after every use of force situation is that we follow these procedures and protocols. This situation is no different.
Again, I really do like seeing the firm stand that the Trump administration is taking. I give them, an A+ for this response, honestly. I'd like to see the Insurrection Act invoked. Maybe an A. Maybe an A+ would be a little bit more hardcore, but I really don't have anything to complain about. From J.D. Vance to Kristi Noem, they're very forthright and clear about it. They're not stoking the flames of division, really. They're just going, hey, look, this is the law. Woman shouldn't have tried to run over an ICE agent with her car. That was a bad idea. It sucks she got killed. It really does, but it's her fault. Sorry. It's just how it is. And by the way, yeah, this ICE agent actually was run over already by a car and was dragged 300 feet in a attempted arrest a little while ago while AT&T stores boarded up in Minneapolis. Yeah, we're getting some footage coming in here. Apparently, Border Patrol Commander Bovino was just assaulted by leftists on the streets of Minneapolis. We'll go to that video in just a second. I do want to finish up with Noem here. Kristi Noem goes through a few other times that ICE has had their vehicles rammed. I think we need to do it. I think I'll do it tonight. And tomorrow, we'll have a compilation and we'll have a full rundown. But maybe I'll do it right now. Maybe I'll do it on Grok right now while Kristi Noem's talking. Let's go to clip number 9. Kristi Noem on the number of vehicle attacks that ICE has been subjected to in the past year. Let's watch.
This vehicle was used to hit this officer. It was used as a weapon, and the officer feels as though his life was in jeopardy. It was used to perpetuate a violent act that this officer took action to protect himself and to protect his fellow law enforcement officers. So we'll let this continue to go forward and follow the same policies and procedures that every use of force situation does. But we've had almost over 100 times that these vehicles have been used to ram law enforcement officers and to do damage and to harm them. When you take an action and use a weapon to harm someone and to incite violence against them and try to cause them injury or death, then it needs to be labeled exactly what it was.
Yes, yeah, so she's exactly right. Again, the Trump administration really does need to come out. I mean, they just need to make a bigger deal out of this. They need to make a bigger deal out of the individual instances when they happen. And then they need to tell, like, spell out to the American people that this is a trend, that this is a phenomenon, that this is a problem that is continuing to exist, not just a flare up once. Oh, wow, crazy guy shot at ICE. Huh? Well, that's crazy anyway. And then you just move on. No, no, no. There's a concerted efforts to not just demonize ICE and the stochastic terrorism, encouraging people to attack ICE, and then the setting up the situation where ICE is less safe by forcing them to remove their mask or forcing them to stop using non-lethal, you know, weapons to disperse crowds. Like, they're doing everything they can to make ICE less safe, to encourage attacks against them, and the attacks are coming and have been coming. So this is just literally in the last 45 seconds. That clip was 45 seconds. It took me 45 seconds to do this. I just asked Grok, list all attacks on ICE agents this year. And I can even know that he's missing, that they're missing some here. But DHS officials report 275 total assaults on ICE personnel in 2025. That is a 1,300% increase from the year before. And looks like they start in June. So again, I would, you know, Grok has problems with this. I don't know why. It never goes far back enough. But starting in June, you had a gang member brutally beat an ICE agent during an arrest. Suspect Robert Carlos Munez dragged ICE agent Jonathan Ross around 100 yards with his vehicle. It's 300 feet. That's the same officer who was almost run over by a car again and who fired on the woman in Alvarado, Texas. This was the big one that I talk about all the time. 11 assailants ambushed officers at an ICE facility, fireworks, vandalism, and shooting. Can we not get my screen, guys? Rioters assaulted ICE agents at a facility in Portland, Oregon. Gunfire barrage at Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas, also in July. In September, suspect Silviero Villegas Gonzalez dragged an ICE agent with a car during a stop, traffic stop. Gunman Joshua John shot at ICE facility in September. Two separate vehicle rammings happened during Operation Midway Blitz in October. A suspect struck an ICE officer in the face with a metal coffee cup in Houston. Multiple incidents of spitting, kicking, biting, throwing rocks, Molotov cocktails during arrests throughout 2025. Total reported assaults, 238, up from just 19 in 2024, with a total reported assault number of 275. Things they didn't mention are stuff like happened 2 days ago, where an ICE agent was assaulted at his home by a man with an AR-15 who'd apparently looked up where this guy lived and went to his house to assault him. It doesn't mention any of the giant riots that happened in California earlier this year when ICE was deployed and people were throwing, you know, concrete bricks at police cars that were driving 60 miles an hour. This has been a trend. The mainstream media doesn't report it as a trend, so the American people don't see it as a trend. It's up to the Trump White House to make the argument. This is a trend, and it's a trend that needs to be confronted and fixed.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there. Concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.